escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the lightweight power slap champion, the real deal himself, Robert Trujillo. Robert, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, man.
Real deal, I got to ask you, because when we started talking about that we'd have you on today, people say, how did he get into the power slap, you know, part of sports? And I know for you, this is probably a way to get you also, you want to be a UFC fighter. So it's an avenue to get there. But how did you choose the power slap championship?
Man, honestly, it was kind of crazy. You know, when I first seen the brochure for it, you know, they said Dana White's holding a slap contest. And and to me, even I was like, there's no way Dana's doing this. You know, I hadn't really had watched too much of it. I never really studied any of the slapping stuff, you know. And I was like, you know what, I just want to meet Dana, maybe get my foot in the door. So I tried out, and I ended up being pretty good at it. And I kind of just stuck with it. You know, I didn't know how much was going to come of it. You know, I was part of the very original group who went and tried out for this. And then they called us back, you know, like six, seven months later and said they're about to have a TV show through it. So it was just kind of crazy. You know, we're on a reality TV show. Now we're like going on all these big stages all over. And it's just the way it's growing is crazy.
So you won your first match in the championship against a guy from New Orleans, right? Jules Scott?
Yes. That was Power Slap 1. So we're on a TV show, and then Power Slap 1, yeah, I competed against Jules Scott. He's from here in New Orleans. And, yeah, I beat him by a second round knockout.
So someone asked me to ask you this, and so I'm going to throw it to you. I think I know the answer. When you box MMA, you know, that's a thing. You don't know if you're going to get hit with hands or feet. But you know you're going to get hit with that slap. What's more dangerous for you? That power slap's coming at you one way or another. Now, in UFC or in MMA, you could get hit with either the hand or the foot, and that could come from nowhere. So what's worse for you?
Dude, honestly, you know, I think it's different for other people. But for me, honestly, I haven't got hit from a slap that's been devastating, you know, like, and you know, like I said, it's different for other people. Some of these guys are getting knocked out, you know, and usually I'm on the opposite end of that. I'm knocking these guys out, but I haven't got hit by a slap that's been devastating to me. Now, when I'm sparring, you know, even when I fight, when I'm sparring, like, I'm taking a lot bigger hits, you know, and you know, I know there's been a lot of speculation. People are like, oh man, these guys are just, you know, they're just getting hit hard. And to me, I don't think it's as dangerous as boxing or MMA, because we're in boxing and MMA, of course, we have, you know, all the, you know, defensive techniques to defend it, get away from it, but we're still getting hit, you know, regardless. You're going to get hit. I don't care how good of a fighter you are, you're still going to get hit. And you just keep having to walk through those
And in power slap, you're getting hit 3 or 5 times, you know, it's nothing crazy. So I definitely think, you know, boxing and MMA is a lot more dangerous. But I will say I do get a little bit more nervous for power slap because I know when I fight, I know I could work my ass off to do everything in my power to defend myself. But in power slap, you know, like, it's kind of up to God at that point.
Yeah, real deal. I wanted to hop in here and just ask you because power slapping seems to really have taken off in recent years. And I think social media has a lot to do with it. You know, I've even seen power slapping videos on YouTube and just guys that cover the sport and they kind of review different competitions between all these athletes. I just want to get your thoughts on what role that YouTube and different social media platforms have played and this sport really, really taken off.
I think social media is huge, man. I think, you know, especially from, I feel like this is more entertainment than actually watching fights. I tell everyone it's like a home run derby for fighting. You know, like you watch a baseball home run derby, everyone's hitting home runs. And I feel like this is kind of the same thing for fighting. And social media has just been huge. You know, how much influencers, power slap, you know, how much influencers come along. We got a ton of YouTubers. We got a ton of, you know, like, famous athletes, you know, people in movies and stuff like that. And I feel like that plays a huge role, you know, especially, like I said, it's like instant gratification. You get like this quick knockout and that's going to blow up on social media. Like if you get a long, boring fight that ends up in a grappling match and like, it's not really, no one really cares. But yeah, social media has been huge to this because, you know, like Dana said, and it's real numbers, like these numbers are like surpassing every single sport on views, you know, on these social medias like YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that.
Real deal. It's amazing what social media puts out. And that has been a big part, certainly, of the Power Slap region. So this coming Friday, and it's at 8:00 at the Xavier Convention Center. You defend that title against Dakota McGregor. I got to ask you, do you watch other matches of a guy like Dakota and say, I kind of know where I'm going to hit with this or not?
I somewhat do. I'll watch like, you know, maybe a couple just to see like how he hits. And I'm like, okay, but in this type of sport, you know, I feel like it's good to study your opponent, but at the same time, I feel like I'm going to do the same thing regardless of who I'm going against. You know, some of them are different heights, so I'll just have to work on where I'm going to throw my hit. But in this sport, there's not really too much I can study that's going to help me do anything different, you know. And I feel like, you know, most of all, I feel like it all comes down to how good your chin is. And I said you could put me against anyone, and I feel like I'm going to eat all their hits. So I just try to go there and do the same thing and be me every time.
Real deal, I can tell you. Man, I've seen you put some of these guys to sleepy by, so to speak, with those hits. But, man, I've also seen women involved. Man, you know, if you go out with a woman that's involved in power slap, you better watch yourself there because if things get out of hand, you could be on the other end of that. You know what I mean?
Exactly, man. And that's what it is, you know. These girls are tough, though. You know, I definitely love seeing that they brought women along. But like you said,
yes,
I hate to be those girls' boyfriends. You know, those girls are slapping harder than some of the guys.
What in training for this is there anything that you would do differently than training? Let's say if you're a UFC fighter, MMA. Because that's more of a body shot, so to speak, if it's UFC or yeah. MMA. This is just pretty much, it's a headshot that you take.
Yeah, so I honestly do a lot of my MMA training, you know, just to, you know, keep my speed up, make my whole body strong. Because what I tell everyone, even though it is just a slap, like our whole body is going to war. Like our body's keeping this up or throwing that hit. But the one thing I do different is I do a ton extra of neck workouts. Like I do neck workouts every single day. And like, that's what, you know, like everyone talks about having a chin, but it's really how strong your neck is. If you have a strong neck, you know, nothing's going to really move you. So I worked out of my neck. I do different, like few different, like I actually linked with this lady back home. Shout out Hammer Forge Training Center. She's a D1 hammer thrower. So she's like, you know, throws discus and she throws hammer. She did that in college and she's been showing me like a lot of the workouts that they would do to throw. And it's kind of like the same motion of me throwing a slap. So it's been like awesome for my game. You know, I feel like definitely a lot more explosive because it's different than throwing a punch. Like when we throw a punch, we're moving our whole body. But in this, like we have to stay planted right there and know how to generate power just from the ground up, you know. So it's definitely been a huge part of my game is doing all those type of workouts.
And I know you sort of knew into it, but this is basically all over the world. It's traveling all over also, so it gives you an opportunity to see places you probably wouldn't be able to see before.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know they had one event go to Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi. You know, we've been, like I said, been going all over. I'm in Vegas. Like, the last 3 years, I've probably been in Vegas, like, half my life, honestly.
Oh, and, wow, you know, okay. Also,
I love Vegas. You know, I'm always out there either coaching or competing. So I'm constantly, like, I'm out there, like, all the time. And, you know, now coming to New Orleans, this is my first time, you know. And it's definitely, like, it's been awesome to see. You know, it's a whole different culture from what I'm used to. So it's been pretty amazing.
Well, if you're on a diet, this ain't good for you. I'm going to be honest with you. They got way too many good restaurants here, Real Deal. I'm going to tell you right now.
Be careful, man.
Dude, you shouldn't have to tell me. I literally was just telling one of my friends, I was like, bro, I wish I was just coaching out here instead of competing, because I'm walking by and this food smells so good every single place we go. And I'm like, I can't eat any of this. I still got some weight to cut. So I definitely see what you mean, man. The food looks so amazing. I was able to have a couple of chicken sandwiches, you know, which is nice, you know, pretty healthy, high in protein. But I definitely can't wait until I could try some of the other stuff.
Well, Robert, wish you the best of luck. This coming Friday, you face Dakota McGregor. It's the lightweight power slap championship, and it's going to be held at Xavier Convocation Center. Tickets and information are available at powerslap.com or at AXS. Wish you the best of luck. And, man, we're looking to have you back on real soon, man. We appreciate your time and all the insights about the event.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. Like I said, I'm going to go put on an amazing performance from Defend My Bout, get another big knockout, and then I'd love to come back on and celebrate this win with you guys.
Thanks so much. We appreciate the Real Deal. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All righty. Robert Trujillo, the Real Deal, man.
Pretty cool.
Power slap champ. Charlie, are you thinking about maybe getting into that one day?
No. I think I'm going to be all right, Mike. But I will say, they do have, like,
just watch Dayton, some of them gals.
Yeah, no, I know. But they have, like, the videos that I kind of brought up with Robert that go viral on social media of these gigantic dudes that are just knocking the hell out of each other. It's really, really impressive.
Yes, it is. When we come back, we'll have on with us Kendall Rogers from D1 Baseball talking about LSU defending their title in 2026, what they got coming back, what they're bringing in, and certainly the Major League Baseball draft right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from D1 Baseball, Kendall Rogers. And man, it's been a busy 48 hours for you, Kendall. But man, is there any a busier guy in the country right now than Jay Johnson? Man, he's hit it from all angles. And I got somebody kind of tipped me off a little bit that maybe today would be a big day for him. And got already three guys that have committed to the LSU Tigers for 2026. Tell us a little bit about Trent Carraway, who was a guy that played third base. They list him as an infield. Yeah. I don't know if it'll be third base or shortstop. A little bit from Oregon State. I know last year, 12 home runs, 47 RBIs for Oregon State.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the good thing for LSU is if you look at what they did in the draft, I mean, obviously they took a hit with some of the high school commits, but you know, you knew that the Jay and his staff would not sit idle when that happened, and they certainly had their chess pieces ready. I mean, if you look at the addition of Carraway, you know, he's a guy that, you know, 2 years ago we considered him one of the best prospects in the draft class, at least in that college crop. Obviously, things didn't go as well as he wanted for much of the season for Oregon State. But I mean, if you look at what he did in the NCAA tournament, he was really good. I mean, he hit for a consistently high average. He hit for power, and he was kind of more like his old self. So it's one of those pickups where you're getting a premium kind of athlete and a premium, prospect. And a guy that, you know, didn't have really a great enough season to be drafted, you know, high or really at all. And now you're getting him with something to prove. And so I mean, I love that pickup. I think the way he played the postseason was ultra impressive. And so, I like that addition a lot.
Kendall, we had on Coach Johnson 2 weeks ago, and he was really excited about what he was going to have back from a pitching standpoint. And then all of a sudden, you know, last night, Cowan announced he's going to return to LSU, also the third baseman and Tanner Reeves, and then this afternoon, Chris Stanfield. Yeah. So, man, to get those three guys back with that experience, it kind of eases you in a moment with a lot of new pieces to the puzzle for the LSU lineup.
There's no doubt. I mean, the interesting thing is, you know, when you look at the kind of the recent trend of national champions over the last few years, it seems like the next year the team is kind of taking a little bit of a step back. I mean, if you look at Tennessee, you know, this year, you could argue they didn't really take a step back. I mean, they're still really good. They just weren't quite as good. I think if you look at LSU with some of the pieces they have coming back, I mean, they could be as good or potentially better. And I know that's kind of hard to say for a team that just won the national championship, but they could be better. I mean, I think if you look at the returning guys, I mean, people kind of forget a little bit. And I don't think LSU fans really do too much, but I mean, people outside of Baton Rouge kind of, and New Orleans kind of feel, you know, or forget that Chris Stanfield for much of the season, you know, led that team in batting average in the SEC. And so, you know, getting a guy like that back who is a known producer, you know what you're going to get. He's a big-time leader. That's huge. And, you know, you bring up a great point on the pitching. I mean, all of a sudden, the pitching looks to be in really good shape. You know, Zach Callen's back. You know, Cason Evans is back for another season, obviously, as a freshman. And then you look at, you know, some of these other pieces like a Will Schmidt and whatnot. I mean, man, that, you know, that staff ought to be really, really good next year. So, you know, I don't want to throw too much pressure on Jay just yet, but I mean, this looks like a team, at least on paper. We'll see how they do in the clubhouse. But, I mean, this is a team on paper that should absolutely contend for yet another championship. A
couple other recent additions out of the transfer portal, Kendall, and I wanted to ask you about Zach York, the big guy out of Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon's, you know, maybe a smaller program, but they're a recent successful program. It's a program that's made three of the past five NCAA tournaments. And Zach York in 3 years at Grand Canyon hits .328. First baseman, obviously you're losing Jared Jones to the draft. He got picked in the ninth round, I think maybe a little bit later than some folks expected, but there were the strikeout concerns there. But Zach York, going back to him, hitting .328 over 3 years. And the number that really, really stands out to me, Kendall, tells me that this is a Jay Johnson guy. Over those three seasons, only 91 strikeouts to 122 walks. Someone that's going to work plate appearances, get on base with whatever possible way that he can. Also got some pop in the bat with 32 home runs. Just want to get your thoughts on Zach York and filling a potential need at first base for LSU.
Yeah, you know what this reminds me so much of is if you remember a few years ago at Auburn, Sonny DeShera, you know, when they got him from Stanford, kind of a very similar build. I mean, dude, it was 6'1", 270, you know, was a right-handed hitter. But, I mean, if you look at the numbers he put up at Auburn, you know, he had, what, 22 home runs and 59 RBIs in the SEC. I feel like Zach can have this kind of same impact. He's a very similar player, you know, physical presence-wise. He's a very similar hitter just overall. And so that's who I kind of look at. And you look, and to LSU fans will certainly remember the job that Sonny D did at Auburn. So the thing I like about, you know, Zach is he's an older guy who has seen a lot of baseball, had a lot of at-bats. And as you mentioned, sees the ball well. Like, he doesn't swing at a lot of garbage. And when you don't swing at a lot of garbage and you've got the power that he has, you're going to put up really big numbers. So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I don't want to say he's going to put up better numbers than Jared Jones. But, I mean, does he have the potential to? Absolutely.
I look at it this way, Kendall. He's got to learn two words that I haven't learned well. I'm full. Because they list him at 295. Man, I took a good look at him.
I mean, I don't want to disrespect
I don't know
Sonny
about
D
that.
Too much. I mean, Sonny D was 270. He wasn't 290. But I guess the only thing I'm worried about this guy in Louisiana is having a little bit too much boot in. Might need to hold him off on that a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Were you surprised in the draft? And we shouldn't be really that surprised with, we had Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball player, tell us about, there are certain players that kind of tumble a little bit. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, signability part. And we saw it happen with Anthony Ianson. Now, he ends up with the Red Sox, and I think, you know, really Boston did a great job. They certainly loaded up on pitching. But were you surprised that he lasted as long as he did in the Major League Baseball draft going in round three?
Yeah, he did surprise me a little bit. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, typically when a guy like that goes to Omaha and just, you know, pitches at the level that he did, showed the stuff that he did, I think a lot of scouts don't think the fastball plays at the next level, which, I mean, I kind of disagree with. I think it will. I think with his splitter and his breaking ball being such whacked-out pitches, I think it will help that play up as he gets a little bit more time in the organization. And the other thing I love about him, you know, and I kind of said this on our podcast the other day, was he's one of those guys that, like, he thinks he's Roger Clemens, like, today. And when I'm, you know, kind of pushing my chips in on players in the draft to have elite stuff, I'm going with a guy like him who has that kind of attitude. And so, yeah, I think he was woefully underdrafted in the third round. I mean, at worst, I would have taken him in the mid-second.
Kendall, going back to some of the players that are returning for this LSU team from their national championship-winning roster, Chris Stanfield is a really interesting one to me because, you know, we talked with Jay Johnson after they won the national championship, and one of the points of kind of interest was Derek Curiel and the unbelievable freshman campaign that he had. I know that D1 celebrated him after the season as well. but I just want to get your thoughts on Stanfield, Curiel, Jake Brown returning. That outfield looks really, really good for the 2025 season. And while Jay said that Curiel's a center fielder, Stanfield played basically center field the entire time at LSU. He called Curiel a center fielder. It's a good problem to have where you have all these rangy outfielders that can fill in at different spots. But Stanfield coming back is a huge, huge piece.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, man, that's a great point, you know, because I think for the article that we did on Curiel for freshman of the year, you know, one of the things Jay specifically mentioned was we kind of expect Stanfield to be gone. He's going to move over to center. So, yeah, it is a good problem to have. And the thing I really like about that outfield now is, as you kind of picked up on, is it's an incredibly athletic outfield. You got guys that can cover a lot of ground. You know, Jake Brown, you know, nobody's ever doubted his athleticism and his speed. I think everybody's kind of just doubted to some degree his consistency at the plate. So, yeah, I mean, on paper, that's probably the best out, I think at least, the best returning outfield in college baseball going the next season.
Kendall, when you look at it all across the board, and I know this is a projection that's probably going to be a few months down the road, but other than LSU, who do you look at as the teams that, you know, would be that preseason number one or two for 2026?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I given the transfer portal hits, I mean, I would have said Texas before today, but I mean, Texas, you know, they're all American transfer, you know, pickup, and Caleb Freeman's probably going to sign. They've got a couple other pieces to sign. They did pick up Ashton Larson, the former LSU outfielder, as one of the pickups today on the portal. But I mean, you know, you look at those guys that are returning, Max Grubbs and Ruger Riojas and Luke Harrison, and their weekend rotation. They'll certainly be in the mix, but I mean, as of right now, I mean, I'm pretty bullish on what LSU has coming back. And, you know, the thing that's really interesting is I mentioned it earlier, but, I mean, if you look at the track record of teams that have won the championship, you know, LSU, I think the year after they won it with Paul and Dylan, I mean, they were still good. They weren't great. You look at what Mississippi State and Ole Miss did after they won, Tennessee taking a little bit of a step back. The thing about LSU that's interesting to me is I just don't feel like Jay's one of those guys that's going to let them take a step back. Like, he is such a competitive dude that, like, you know, I feel like players just kind of gravitate towards him a little bit. So I'm pretty bullish on what LSU can do. And it's not very often I would ever predict a team to win back-to-back national championships. But, man, I feel pretty good about these guys. We'll see how the fall goes. I mean, a lot can change in the fall. Knock on wood, there could be some injuries. But I like their vibe a lot, man.
Kendall, this is the first time we've talked to you in a few weeks, and one of the big pickups out of the transfer portal that was well reported that Arkansas was in on this guy, and then LSU kind of swooped in at the last second and picked him up. Danny Lockenmeyer from North Dakota State, who was unbelievable as a freshman, had all these saves, was kind of a bullpen piece, but a great strikeout numbers and 56 Ks and 38 innings pitched, a 2.37 ERA. Someone that Arkansas was after, LSU ended up scooping him up. It, from all accounts, it sounds like LSU is very, very excited that they got this guy in the program.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I think, you know, I'm always a little hesitant on guys because, I mean, I'm drawing a blank. It's just because I've heard so many names over the last 3 days. But the kid from Xavier that came out of the bullpen, Justin Lohr. I mean, you know, I remember him a couple years ago. He was kind of one of those guys, a little bit like Lockenmeyer, that, you know, put up video game numbers at Xavier, stood up at LSU and had pretty good stuff, but just didn't, you know, just didn't, I would say 100% pan out. So I'm always a little hesitant when you got a guy coming from North Dakota State and they're just throwing him in the SEC, but there's a lot to like here, man. There's at least a little bit of velocity. You know, last year he, you know, by a hell team. So 192 batting average, you know, you got to like the frame is 6'3", 195, just a consistent producer. So, I mean, obviously I don't think he's going to be a starter, but I kind of feel like maybe he is a lower kind of guy. In the sense that, you know, he can go out there and give you an inning or give you a couple innings and, you know, and kind of bridge the gap between the, you know, front, middle to the, you know, very back end of the game. So, yeah, there's a lot of buzz on him. But again, I'm just all, ever since the Lohr thing, I'm just a little hesitant.
Kendall, this is a Major League Baseball question, but I'll ask it anyway. Have you seen anything like what we're seeing with Paul Skenes in Pittsburgh? Well, he's been so good, and they can't give him a W for their life. Nothing around him at all, and he's starting the All-Star game. That to me goes to show, I think they recognize the talent. They recognize the fact the Pirates don't have squat around him. And the fact that he is that good, that to me is an unbelievable story that, you know, they would pick him to be the starter and to think about, you know, they can't get a W for him for anything.
No, it is crazy. I mean, I think he's lost like, I don't know, six or seven, or I think it's six or seven, something like that. Like 2-1 ball games or something, you know, or 1-0 or 2-1. It's something crazy like that. But what's really interesting to me about him is people are going to look at what he is now and look at what he was in his 1 year at LSU. But I kind of go back to look at his transformation from, you know, the previous year when he was at Air Force. I mean, if you go back and watch you can go to YouTube and watch. I think he pitched against Texas for Air Force. I mean, maybe Louisiana Tech. It was one of those two teams in that regional in Austin. If you go back and watch him pitch, I mean, it's impressive, but it's not what it was at LSU, and it's certainly not what it is now. So to see what he has kind of developed into over the last three seasons, it's honestly, I mean, people kind of call him a unicorn. He kind of is, because that's just an outrageous and uncharted, just turnaround.
It's really funny to see that he has more WAR than he does wins on the season at the MLB level. It's just outrageous what, you know, that Pirates organization is doing with him and just kind of wasting special years. But my last one for you, Kendall.
Yeah, they took two pitchers in the draft. Their first two picks in the draft from pitchers.
I know. And it's just like, you need run support. Yeah, you need guys to score runs. But whatever. I'm not working in that organization.
And what that tells you is that the Pirates have about a 0.55% belief that he's going to stay there past his base contract.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I've been kind of mouthing the free Paul Skeens movement for quite a while now. You know, when you were looking at the top-ranked prospects from college baseball for this draft, D1 baseball had the number one guy as Cade Anderson. And I know that he ends up going to number three. I think there was some money involved with that with Washington and L.A. and why they decided to pass on Cade Anderson with the number one overall pick, which would have joined Paul Skeens as the second pitcher to be the number one overall pick in the 2025 draft. But unfortunately, he falls to three. As an Astros fan, he's going to the Mariners, which I hate. Because the Mariners are a good landing spot for someone like Cade Anderson. And they're different pitchers, right? Like Paul Skeens, as you kind of mentioned, is a unicorn. Cade Anderson, I've heard the comp, and I just can't get it out of my head. Everyone has been saying Max Fried is like his comp at the MLB level. And I can see that, and that Cade Anderson's going to have a very long, successful MLB career.
Yeah, I like the Max Fried comp. Actually, you know, Nate Yeske was the one who gave me that comp. He's like, man, he reminds me so much of him. There's a little bit of Matt Boyd in there, although Matt Boyd's a little bit more physical. But the thing I like about him, you'll talk to some scouts who are like, yeah, I just don't, you know, I don't know which pitch of his plays up at the next level. But the thing about him is that I love is, you know, you can find better breaking balls. You can find better fastballs. You can find better changeups. The thing is, what you're not going to find is very good of all of those, which is what he is. Like, everything he has is very good. And the other thing I like about him, too, I'm big on the demeanor thing, and in the same breath that I love the boisterous nature of a guy like Ianson, I also love the fact that, you know, Anderson is kind of that same dude every time out. I think if you're going to be a successful big leaguer, you've got to have the same mentality every time out, and whether he, you know, has lost, which wasn't very much this year, or whether he's won, he's been the same dude. And I think that plays up big time to the next level. I think that's going to help him a lot.
Kendall, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love to have you on.
Gentlemen.
Great
Thank
insights,
you.
Buddy.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks so much. Kendall Rogers does a fabulous job. D1 baseball. I know, Charlie, you follow the baseball scene a lot closer than I do. But, man, D1 baseball and the people they have there, they do a tremendous job with all these college prospects and also in the high school ranks. And they are the top notch. They're the gold standard.
Yes.
That you're trying to catch.
Steve and I always say how much we love the D1 guys. They're fantastic. Kendall Rogers, the co-owner of D1 baseball. Great having them on. And get his insights on not just, you know, the MLB draft, but also all these returning pieces for LSU in 2026. Mike, it's going to be a very, very exciting roster next year.
Yes, it will. And, you know, hey, one thing with Jay Johnson, his thing is to not just win an SEC title or championship game or whatever. He wants to go to Omaha, and he wants to win it again. That is his goal. You can hear it in his voice every time he speaks. We'll be back with our triple option feature. Jeff Nowak will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DiTullio, Charlie Long, and also we're joined by Jeff Nowak for our triple option feature. Jeff, you up next.
Yes, I am. And who's no longer up is Jimmy Graham, because he and a three-member team finished their row of the Arctic today. They rode 548 miles, that's R-O-W-E-D, in 10 days. They took teams. They slept on the boat. It was cold. It was raining. The team of four included Graham, Andrew Tropp, Hannah Huppy, and John Huppy. They broke the previous record for a team, which was 15 days, 5 hours, and 32 minutes. So they broke the record by about 5 days, which is a lot of days when you're talking about a record. Just a very cool thing. They supported kids in New Orleans. There's a lot of cool things about this event. You can check it out, NewOrleansSaints.com. They have a whole write-up on it. You can also look it up at arcticchallenge.com. But a pretty cool thing, you know, Jimmy Graham, all-time great tight end, a pilot, now a rower of the Arctic.
Man, your arm's got to be really hurting after all that. Man, good gracious. But Jimmy's quite the athlete. You think about, you know, he was a basketball player at Miami of Florida, ends up being just an unbelievable tight end early in his career with the Saints. And it was a perfect fit with him and Drew. And then he moves on, was never quite the same numbers guy. Without Breeze around him, feeding him the football. But, man, just a fantastic athlete all the way around. Charlie?
Guys, tonight's the 2025 MLB All-Star Game, the second year of Paul Skenes in the major leagues, the second year that he's going to be starting for the National League. You know, despite his 4-8 record with the Pittsburgh Pirates, a 2.01 ERA this season, and in 121 innings pitched, he has 131 strikeouts, only allowing a whip of .93. Guys, Paul Skenes is unbelievable. We can just say it all night long how great he is. We're looking forward to watching him tonight in Atlanta start the game from the National League. We'll see how long the run is. Typically for starters, it's maybe an inning, maybe two at the most. But Paul Skenes, well-deserving of that kind of accolade to be the starter for the National League in the 2025 MLB All-Star.
I'm going to have to look this up, but I wonder if there's ever been a pitcher with a worse win-loss record to start the All-Star game.
It's an interesting question. I was looking at it. So the WAR stat for him, F-WAR, is like it's either 4.0 or just over 4.0. So the guy has either an equal to or higher WAR than he does wins above replacement than he does wins with the Pittsburgh Pirates, which is just unbelievable. Save Paul Skenes.
What Jeff has brought up, because normally that spot goes to the guy with the most wins.
Wins for a pitcher is such a useless stat. I'm glad that we're still celebrating Paul Skenes despite the poor win-loss record.
Yeah, because you just know, man, he's a stud guy. I mean, out there on the mound, he really is. But he isn't backed up by much with Pittsburgh. Over the weekend, I got an opportunity to talk to a veteran offensive line coach in the AFC. And he made a comment to me that really kind of struck home about Taliese Fuaga. He thinks by the end of the 2025 season, he will be looked at as one of the top young right tackles in the NFC. Now, again, Penei Sewell is in Detroit, and people say, well, he's been playing there a while. He ain't even 25 years old yet. He won't make 25 until October. Now, he's played in the league a few years, but he's not an older guy. He's under 25 years old today. But he really praised Fuaga, and he thought that, you know, he understood them having to move him to left tackle because that was the need spot. But he really thinks right tackle is perfect for him, and he will end up being, I just said it with Paul Skenes, he going to end up being a stud right tackle for the Saints. So, man, that to hear it from him, who has been in this league a long time, really kind of got the ears up in the air that he thinks that much of Taliese Fuaga, and I think he's in for a big season, barring any type of injury. We'll be back with more sports talk to end it up on hour number two right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here, hour number two of sports talk on the Big 870. Got two more hours of sports talk coming up. If you want to hear a lot more about the disturbance that'll be hitting the Gulf tomorrow morning, hey, keep your dial tuned into the Big 870 WWL. We're back with more sports talk right after this news break.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.